Your website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in St. Augustine at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us on Let's Face the Issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. And may I remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. If you're listening by way of internet, it's 904-831-0917. We're looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue today. We're talking about betrayed. Very simple word, betrayed. What does it mean to be betrayed? To be told one thing and do another. To be lied to, if you will. Betrayed. We grew up in an era, ladies and gentlemen, I did. I don't know about you. I'm still under 100 years old. Grew up in an era when we were taught to believe in God, trust the word, obey your parents, respect government. May I just say, today, most of us now realize that the disinformation and the misinformation that the government keeps blaming Christians, conservatives, and patriots on really is what our government is doing and has been doing for decades. Misinformation, disinformation, betrayal by our government. Well, I think we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that the scripture says in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I think we're in a state of mourning and have been for years in America as a result of the betrayal by our government. Now, a lot of people say, well, the church ought not to have anything to do with the government. The Christians ought not to be involved in governmental affairs. Somehow, some way, we've been given a lot of disinformation and misinformation from the pulpits across America today. It's the reason there's such lethargy in the hearts and the minds and the attitude and the actions of conservatives and Christians, because we've been told for decades that government is evil, wicked, and bad. And it is. But there's a mindset that Christians ought not to become involved in it. You won't find anything in Scripture that identifies with that. And ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we face them based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, makes this statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. Word indeed means truly, surely. So listen, if you continue in my word, put it in the Youngblood vernacular, you're really my disciple. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, a declaratory statement is made in John 17:17, where the scripture says, thy word is truth. And then in Psalms 117:2, the scripture says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. And so may I recommend truth to you today. It is the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, made a profound statement. It is very, very true today. Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And DeMint goes on to say this, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. I couldn't have said it any more succinctly and any more correctly than former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. But ladies and gentlemen, today, 55%, that's a conservative number, I believe, based on the latest survey, 55% of the millennials, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, make this statement. They think that each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is fidelity to the original. You go back to the scripture, and you find the scripture is the original, and truth is fidelity to the original. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And may I challenge us to do that today? I think it's time we get back to truth, the rudimentary, elemental truth of the Word of God. I believe we're finding today the disintegration in America as a result of the loss and the lack of truth in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is now hiring, ladies and gentlemen. Drop by Tools for Time. Do an application. Wait for an interview. See what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about betrayal today. Betrayal. Do you think the federal government, state governments, do you think our governmental system has betrayed or in the process of betraying we the people? I personally think so, and I'm just going to touch on just a little small element of that betrayal by 3, 4, 5, 6 points during the course of this broadcast. If you think that you've been betrayed by the government, tell me how. Tell me what. Tell me what you believe is the facts based on some of the details that's been coming out today. We've had the government talking about misinformation and disinformation with the conservatives, the Christians, and the patriots. They've been crushing any of the network areas, the social media, and the platforms for communication. And up until Elon Musk bought Twitter, Twitter was a bastion of the repression of truth in America, being betrayed by the media, the big tech, and by the federal government and the governmental agencies. I'm looking at an article entitled, Misinformation Panel Dismissed Censorship Concerns as Being Bad Faith. Now, it's about a 6-page article. I'm going to, if you'll bear with me, I'm going to read 3 brief paragraphs. Members of the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Advisory Committee on Combating Misinformation privately cast critics of their work, including those who raised the alarm over government censorship of free speech as marginal actors, according to the documents obtained by the Daily Caller News Foundation. An advisory panel under the Cyber Security Infrastructure and Security Agency, CISA, called the Protecting Critical Infrastructure for Misinformation and Disinformation Subcommittee issued recommendations to CISA in June on how to address these threats of critical functionings of the democracy, including public health measures, the financial system, elections, and the court system. The subcommittee recommended CISA detect, quote, informational threats, work with non-governmental sources to dispel misinformation and disinformation, and expand the misinformation research. This article is dated April 6, 2023. Ladies and gentlemen, let me summarize it for us. With the federal government talking about misinformation and disinformation, and they have been challenged because it's a repression of our First Amendment liberties. That's the freedom of speech, freedom of religion, etc. So they have farmed it out, this disinformation, misinformation search. They farmed it out to subcommittees. And this article says, behind the scenes, subcommittee members indicated their intent to expand CISA's role over speech, characterizing critics of their work as bad faith actors, according to the email, meetings, notes obtained by the DCNF through a public records request. The communications demonstrate the attitudes and members of the subcommittee held regarding speech as the same time, and they were advising DHS on how to crack down on misinformation. These censorship laundering schemes involving the federal government, social media companies, and other private quasi-governmental agencies and actors are unlawful and an affront to the First Amendment. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the summary of a large, large article on that subject. The bottom line is that the federal government now says, we don't have a misinformation, disinformation board. They farmed it out to NGOs, non-governmental organizations, that then take the reports, give it back to the federal government for them to have all the data and the information that they can say, we didn't collect, we didn't do, it wasn't ours. But ladies and gentlemen, we're still being censored in America. And it's a absolute betrayal of we the people by the federal government. The betrayal is that they're telling us they're not doing one thing and they're doing another. And in fact, at the same time, they're also carrying it out without any question, without any reservation. It is happening. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 146, the scripture says, put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. We need to recognize as conservatives, as Christians, and as patriots, our help comes from God, not from government. We ought to place our faith and trust and confidence in God and not in government, because we're being betrayed by the governmental authorities that are over us. I'm looking at an article that says, the greatest betrayal of our lifetime, dated May 8th. If a competition were held to determine what is the most egregious betrayal of America perpetrated by the Marxist left, which has infiltrated and subverted pretty much every major institution in the nation, there'd be many candidates to review, like the engineered foreign invasion of America across the southern border by millions of illegals to create a permanent Democrat voting majority, and the weaponization of our nation's best-in-the-world justice system to persecute, to prosecute conservatives, Christians, and patriots, and all Trump supporters, while giving a green light to all criminals, crazies, and violent revolutionaries, and the multifaceted corruption of America's election system, and the government promotion and funding of surgically mutilating our children, and the catastrophically perverse craze of defunding the police. And there would be many, many other worthy contenders. But there's one betrayal by virtue of its sheer magnitude and the egregious harm it inflicts on so many millions of our young people over an extended period of time, and that is arguably the worst of all. Listen, every day, parents throughout America send their precious children off to their local public schools, imagining their kids' days will be filled with reading, writing, and arithmetic, along with science, history, sports, music, and recreational groups, just like when we attended school decades ago. But the article goes on to talk about, remember, it's the public school. That means the government is in control. They have been transfiguring from the left ideological political, and religious indoctrination centers amid a programming and completely transforming of all of America's children. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just digress for a moment. Our public school system, and my wife can tell you I've called it the governmentally controlled systems for 50 plus years. If it is of the government's going to have the public school system simply as an incubator for brainwashing, indoctrinating, the indoctrination of, and the sexualization of our children. And I've said before, and at the risk of redundancy, I'll say again, if you got a child in public school, pull them out now. Don't walk, run. Take that child out of the public school system. A parent with no academic higher educational credentials can teach that child more in 2 hours a day at home than 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day in the public incubator of weaponization of our kids against America and against parents and against authority and against God and the Word of God. I believe that we need to realize we've been betrayed, if nothing else, if no other place in our educational system today. But ladies and gentlemen, today most of us realize that the disinformation and misinformation that the government keeps blaming on Christians, conservatives, and patriots really is what the government's been doing for decades, not just a few years, for decades. Just recently, for example, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're aware of it, it's not been covered on any, in my opinion, of the network news, but just recently, Robert Kennedy Jr., now candidate for the Democratic ticket for president, says that he is sure, says that he is sure that the CIA had his uncle killed. Who was his uncle? That was John Fitzgerald Kennedy, president of the United States of America, assassinated in 1963, November the 22nd. Let me just read you a brief blurb from the article on that. Headline: RFK Jr. goes public with who he thinks was involved in JFK murder and cover-up, dated May 7th. Democratic presidential candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. made a bombshell claim Sunday in connection with the assassination 60 years ago of his uncle, President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Kennedy, who is now challenging President Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination, blamed the current U.S. Central Intelligence Agency for the murder and then cover-up of the tragic motorcade killing of November 22nd, 1963 in Dallas, Texas. RFK Jr. said, "There is overwhelming evidence that the CIA was involved in his murder," end quote. He further says, "I think it is beyond reasonable doubt at this point. The evidence is overwhelming that the CIA was, in fact, involved in the murder and in the cover-up afterwards." He said James Douglas' book, JFK and the Unspeakable, collected the most evidence on the assassination and called the CIA's denial of its role in the events a 60-year-old cover-up. This article continues. He said James Douglas' book collected the most evidence of the assassination and then the cover-up. He says on September 24th, 1964, the U.S. government released the Warren Commission report featuring results of its official probe in that matter. The report came to the controversial conclusion that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone wolf assassin with no credible evidence of a larger conspiracy to kill the 35th president. On its own website, the CIA now features an article, quote, "The lie that linked the CIA to Kennedy assassination," end quote, citing the, quote, "power of disinformation in helping perpetuate allegations of spy agency role in the JFK's killing." Ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to hear from you. Do you think there's still a question about that? Did Lee Harvey Oswald do the killing on his own? Was there a mass conspiracy to have John Kennedy killed? Was it the CIA that did it? Did the CIA play a role in that? How about today's events? Does the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ? Do they have a role in some of the things that be taking place? Right at this very moment, the DOJ is simply a puppet tool for the Biden administration to shroud and keep from the public and to give disinformation and ultimately betray the American people of the graft of the grifters that's called the Biden cabal family, as I call them. They have already discovered some 176 different financial transactions that the banks across America had already flagged as being questionable. And yet we're told there's nothing to see here. Shut up and look the other way. We are being betrayed by the federal government today, perhaps as never before in the history of our nation. In fact, here's an indication of it, ladies and gentlemen. Durham Smoking Gun suggests the Democrats were in joint venture to smear President Trump. A new court filing from the special counsel John Durham, who was appointed to investigate the false Russian collusion claims made by the Democrats in 2016 about President Trump, has what a report calls, quote, a smoking gun evidence, end quote, on what apparently was a, quote, conspiracy to damage President Trump. The scenario was outlined in a report by John Solomon on Just the News. The bombshell report, have you heard any of this on the news, any of this on the Marxist news media, on the Communist Network news, on the any of the main channels? No. This article says, the bombshell report filed in the court has Durham suggesting for the first time that Hillary Clinton's campaign, her researchers, and others worked on a joint venture of conspiracy, specifically in order to weave the collusion story to harm Trump's election chances, according to the Solomon report. These parties acted as joint ventures and therefore should be considered as co-conspirators in the charges. Durham was putting the courts on notice. He is ready to show the effort to smear Trump with the now debunked Russian collusion claims with a conspiracy, including in its filing with was a reference to a text message from Hillary Clinton's campaign lawyer, Michael Sussman, falsely telling the FBI that he was working on behalf of a client, was not working on behalf of any client, when he tried to persuade the agency to believe lies about Trump in the run-up to the 2016 vote. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the bottom line. Of course, we're going to elongate this on the broadcast. Invite you to call and give in your questions, your comments, your input, dialogue, and discussion on it. And the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think that the government's deceiving us? Are we being betrayed by the federal and state government? If so, how should Christians respond? In Ezekiel 33, verse 10, the latter portion of the verse, Ezekiel says, how should we then live? The precursor to that 10th verse in Ezekiel 33 is talking about the watchman on the wall, that as the watchman on the wall, we should scream and cry out, danger ahead, warning, 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 caution, caution, caution. And then, based on the caution and the warning of the watchman on the wall, if the warning is heeded, then it's wonderful. If the warning is given but not heeded, it's not the watchman's responsibility. May I say to you, every Christian, every child of God, we need to be the watchman on the wall. We need to be warning, 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 danger ahead. We need to see what is happening on a local, state, national level and a global level. We need to look at it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? Where are we headed as a nation, as a globe? I know where we're going. I know the end of the story. I've read the last chapter in the book. I know what God is doing. Don't have his exact time frame, but I know what God is doing. And I challenge every Christian, every child of God, every conservative, every patriot to understand what is happening on a global basis and view it through the prism of the Word of God, through what the Scripture says. Ladies and gentlemen, the taxpayers expended about $40+ million for the Mueller report, for there to be an investigation. 19 socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrat attorneys on the staff with Mueller for the Mueller report. In the report, they could not conclusively say that President Trump was a Russian asset, that President Trump had colluded with the Russians on anything. But yet that was the argument from the government, all fabricated through the Clinton campaign, fed into the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, and it was made believable through the socialist Marxist media that we lived through for about 4 years while that was taking place. With the deception, the lies continued to be promulgated on the socialist Marxist media news. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the betrayal that has taken place and that continues to take place today. But the question is, going back to Robert Kennedy's statements about John Fitzgerald Kennedy's assassination, perhaps we'll never know the real truth. We'll never know the full truth. We'll never know in reality all of the details of the killing of Kennedy. But we do know by the facts of the recent years that our own government has constantly, consistently, continually lied and deceived Americans. Some recent examples of that, ladies and gentlemen, we were lied to about the so-called Russian influence in the 2016 election, as I just stated. We were lied to about it. In fact, many of the socialist Marxist media people still hang on to that and believe that. We were lied to, ladies and gentlemen, when we were told about the President Trump being a Russian asset. The Mueller report and $40 million later proved that that was simply untrue, a total fabrication. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what is true and what is false. I'm looking at an article here. The FBI agent who led Trump's Russian probe, listen, if this weren't so real, it would be funny. Top FBI agent who led the Trump-Russia probe arrested for Russian collusion. Authorities charged the former special agent in charge of the FBI's counterintelligence division in New York and a court interpreter with breaking sanctions to work for the Russian oligarch, the Southern District of New York U.S. Attorney's Office announced. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the ones that are betraying us, that's giving out disinformation and misinformation, that's being told as coming from the conservatives and the patriots and the Christians in America today. We find today, more than perhaps in history past, that collusion taking place and the marginal facts being given that makes it look as though somehow, some way, that the Christians and conservatives, by the way, you realize when we went through all of the COVID affairs, churches could not open. They were not considered essential. Churches were being closed. Pastors were being prosecuted, persecuted, and fined as a result of opening the church doors to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now I read articles, not every day, but often, where cases have been filed, worked their way through the courts 2, 3, 4 years, and now the courts are finding that the governmental agencies, California, Gavin Newsom being one of them, that they're having to pay out millions of dollars to some of the churches that filed suit for the sequestration and cancellation of the First Amendment rights. Here's an article, another article about similar to the one I just read. Top FBI agent who led Trump-Russia probe arrested for Russian collusion. And it goes on into greater detail about the individual, what he had done, and the collusion charges that he had made about Trump were, in fact, truthful about he himself. Ladies and gentlemen, we understand today that betrayal is a horrible term. It is to say one thing and do another. It's a horrible term when you understand, ladies and gentlemen, some are betrayed in marriage. Some betrayed in business deals, some betrayed in different categories and facets of life. When it comes to the federal, state, and local governments betraying we the people, I find it a major, major, major constitutional variant, and I find it something that should be punishable, but it's not. It's not being prosecuted. It's being praised by the governmental agencies. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A larger surge of illegal immigrants expected once Title 42 asylum limits come to an end on Thursday. Huge numbers of people are massing on the Mexican side of the border, preparing to cross into the U.S. Texas Governor Greg Abbott blaming President Biden for creating chaos on the border. Later today, the president will meet with Republican and Democratic congressional leaders. They'll talk about the budget. This is an impasse over raising the debt ceiling persists, raising the specter of the first ever government default. Legislation in Texas that would raise the age to purchase an AR-style rifle has abruptly advanced. It comes 2 days after a mass shooting at an outlet mall near Dallas. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 17 points, the NASDAQ off 66, the S&P 15 points lower. This is SRN News.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that I believe is very, very, very important. An issue today we're calling betrayed. Do you feel that you've been betrayed by the federal government, the state governments? How have you been betrayed? How have we, the people, been betrayed? Ladies and gentlemen, I could go for the balance of this day giving you item after item after item after item wherein I believe there's been a purposeful, planned promulgation of deception, betrayal on behalf of the governmental officials that's supposed to be protecting we the people, supposed to be guarding our constitutional liberties. We have been deceived, ladies and gentlemen, betrayed about the open borders. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that we've never been given the true numbers about the open borders and the fiasco that's taking place? The top of the hour news just touched on the fact that after this Thursday with the Title 42 ending, in fact, they say that we have some 10 to 15,000 already lined up and ready to come into America. Through the Biden administration, we've had between 12 and 15 million illegals that have entered America. Well, I'm talking about those that they tell us and also those that they say were the gotaways and those that they do not tell us about. Yet Mayorkas, the one that's supposed to be in charge of that, says that our borders are secure. Have you ever watched him on television when being interrogated by some of the subcommittees in the U.S. House, where he sits there with a straight face and says the borders are secure, where he says there's no urgency, major problem at the border, and yet we see the hundreds of thousands, yea, millions, that are crossing the border. We've been deceived, ladies and gentlemen, betrayed. And you know what's taking place with that, I'm sure. It's setting the stage for millions of additional voters for the 2024 presidential election. You watch what I'm telling you. By before the election time of 2024, all of these illegals will have been given the authority, the authorization to vote. They're already being given free education. They'll be given free medical care. They're being given a free cell telephone at their entry point. They're given thousands of dollars. And in some cities with the blue governors, blue cities and blue states, they're being provided. In fact, one city I've forgotten, it was on the West Coast and some in New York, where they are renting out entire hotels, some of the hotel rooms renting for $400 a night, renting them out the entire hotels and putting the illegals in there. When you got moms and dads that are working across America that cannot pay their bills and yet to be prosecuted and persecuted by the government if their $10 in taxes are not paid. I find it egregious. That's betrayal of the purpose of the leadership in America to uphold our Constitution and protect our Bill of Rights. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we see betrayal on every hand. We were lied to, ladies and gentlemen, about the source of COVID-19. We know now that it was created by tax dollars in Wuhan, China, and a bioweapons laboratory under the authorization, supervision, and direction of Sir Anthony Fauci, or St. Anthony Fauci, however you'd like to call him. Fauci is now backpedaling. Some of his recent interviews says that he recognizes that he says he never said that masks would be sufficient. And yet he was at one point advocating for double or triple mask. Now he says that he didn't do it. Now he says that he never said for schools to shut down. Now he says that you cannot blame the lockdowns on Anthony Fauci. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been deceived. We have been betrayed and lied to. I'm looking at an article that says, face mask harms and COVID vaccines approved without any clinical trials. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's a frightening article, dated April the 26th of this year. It's about 20 pages, and it goes into scientific great detail about the harm of face masks. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just add to that a parenthetical footnote. You've heard me say it many times before. There's been, globally, there's been 146 mask investigations, mask scientifically reviewed. Not one of the 146 find any efficacy whatsoever in a mask. This article points that out extensively and clearly. And about a 20-page article, says face mask harms and COVID vaccines approved without any clinical trial. Some found outstanding, astonishing governmental corruption over the FDA. Subheader, possible toxic or chronic carbon dioxide exposure associated with any face mask use, particularly for pregnant women, children, adolescents, and elderly. That's just about everybody, isn't it? The article starts, during the COVID pandemic, face masks have become one of the most important ubiquitous factors affecting human breathing. It increases the resistance and dead space volume, leading to rebreathing of the CO2. So far, this phenomena and possible implications on early life has not been evaluated in depth for those that are children or babes. But ladies and gentlemen, it goes into great detail about how FDA had done zip zero, no studies on the COVID vaccine or on the mask wearing, but yet it was highly recommended. In fact, it was enforced across America. In fact, during the time of the forced masking in America, many people were kicked out of stores, businesses, medical facilities, hospitals, doctor's offices, et cetera, et cetera. because of not wearing a mask. And we were betrayed, ladies and gentlemen, because what was not told, what was not made public, was the fact that all of these medical associations, doctors, hospitals, et cetera, were getting paid millions of dollars from the COVID funds from the federal government for those individual doctors and hospitals, et cetera, to enforce mask wearing. As long as they would enforce mask wearing and send in their monthly report, cha-ching, they would get a check back from the federal government for enforcing the mask wearing. It's the betrayal of the people, ladies and gentlemen, for this to take place. This headline, this major article says, trust the experts? Question mark. Because public health works best if we could all just believe it, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about betrayal. We've been betrayed. We have been deceived. We have been lied to. We were lied to about the Russian hoax. We were lied to about the failed impeachments for Donald Trump. We were lied to about the sham investigations of Trump over the years. We were lied to over a period of years with a false witch hunt. And we were lied to, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to the COVID vaccination and what was called the COVID pandemic. The COVID pandemic was, as some called it, a plandemic. I'm looking at an article, Big Pharma under investigation now for COVID vaccine fraud. Pharmaceutical companies that made billions of dollars off the COVID-19 shots purchased by the U.S. government now are under full investigation. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said he's begun looking into claims alleged COVID vaccine fraud. Actions by Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson will be reviewed for possible violations of the state's Deceptive Trade Practice Act, according to a new report. New York Post columnist, named Divine, commented on the sickening profits by big tech pharma bosses during the pandemic when they were overselling billions of people around the world on the wonders and the quality and the protection and the benefits of the vaccines, end quote. Moderna chief executive Stephanie Barkel made nearly $400 million last year on his stock options and still owns a reported 2.8 billion shares of the company's stock, plus his salary and all perks. His Pfizer counterpart, Albert Bourla, pocketed $33 million salary last year on top of the millions in Pfizer shares that he sold. But she added, but before the ride off into the sunset to count their filthy lucre, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton plans to investigate whether these companies misrepresented the efficacy, the safety of the vaccines, and manipulated their trial data. Ladies and gentlemen, there's more and more evidence coming out that these big pharma, they had almost zip zero, no trial data, and the small, minuscule amount of trial data that they did have were fraudulent, manipulated, and not factual at all. And yet we were told that the vaccines are effective and safe, and the vaccines were neither. This article further states, the Texas investigation could have widespread implications for the legal immunity that was granted the manufacturers of COVID-19 vaccines and opened the door for class action lawsuits across America for those that were injured by the vaccines amid reports of rare but serious side effects. Ladies and gentlemen, the COVID vaccines have killed millions of people globally. Those that it did not kill have been maligned, maimed, and harmed for the rest of their lives to depend on Big Pharma for medications to survive. Others that survived are sterilized for life. It was designed as a global genocide. The vaccines, ladies and gentlemen, were designed to diminish Bill Gates' figure by a billion people around the globe. And they were highly successful and almost meeting that goal, ladies and gentlemen. We were lied to about the source of the COVID vaccine or the COVID pathogen. We were lied to about the efficacy of the COVID vaccine. We were lied to, ladies and gentlemen, about the current case and causes of inflation, fuel shortage, food shortage, and the famine that's before us. We've been lied to, ladies and gentlemen, deceived, betrayed by our own government. And ladies and gentlemen, I find it interesting, knowing what we know now about the COVID fraud, the COVID vaccine, the masking charade, the social distancing, and the denial that herd immunity would be better than the vaccine. All of those lies were betrayals for the people in the United States of America. And yet now Chelsea Clinton's coming forward with the Chelsea Clinton Health Access Initiative. Chelsea Clinton says it's time to force jab every unvaccinated child in America. Via the Clinton Health Access Initiative, along with the World Health Organization and UNICEF, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation says she hopes to force jab unvaccinated children via a new initiative called the Big Catch Up. The Big Catch Up will last 18 months, according to Bill Clinton's daughter, aims to become the largest childhood immunization effort ever in the world. This effort aims to reverse the decline in childhood vaccination recorded in over 100 countries since the pandemic due to the overburdened healthcare system, closed clinics, disrupted imports and exports of vials and syringes and other medical supplies. According to the World Health Organization, which says the new initiative will act as an extended effort to lift vaccination levels among children to the least pandemic levels, endeavors to exceed those of the past, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been deceived, been betrayed. Now, perhaps you say, why should that bother a Christian? Because, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we see taking place at this very moment, where more and more the DOJ, Merrick Garland, is refusing to investigate any crimes against Christians, conservatives, Trump followers, and patriots in America. They cannot find anybody to persecute, to prosecute, that's committed the crimes of bombing centers for those protecting babies in the womb, those that have centers set up around the nation that protects those mothers and the babies in the womb. The pro-life centers are being bombed and burned and graffiti on them and people threatened, and yet the DOJ can find no one to prosecute. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an affront to any sane mind in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to on every hand. Lied to about the cause of inflation. Right now, just a few months back, we were told there would not be inflation. We were told that it was just a temporary thing, that it's kind of a blip on the radar. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, the Fed's just increased the Fed interest rate at the window, as it is called, for bankers to borrow. You can't borrow money for 2, 3, 4%. But the Fed window, they've increased now the rates 16 times in the past 18 months. I believe it was actually 14 months. 16 times, making it almost impossible for somebody to buy a house, to finance a car, to do anything financially. And Jamie Dimon, the head of Chase Morgan Banking Institute, ladies and gentlemen, he said that it would not be a hard landing in the fall of this year, it would be a crash landing. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we've been deceived into believing that it's something temporary. We've been lied to, betrayed by our federal government on that. We have been lied to and deceived when Joe Biden said they were going to have 87,000 new IRS agents. He played it down that it was not going to be any problem. It was just simply to have greater relief for the IRS because they were so overworked, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, infinitum, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear your input. Are you concerned about being betrayed by the federal and state governments? Do you believe that you have been betrayed or that we're now being betrayed just about every hand and everything that's being done? With the IRS, for example, listen to this. It's astounding, astonishing, bewildering. IRS has spent $10 million on guns, ammo, military-style equipment, just since 2022. This article reads, the IRS has spent $10 million on firearms, ammunition, military-style gear since 2022, according to the New York Post, citing the open book report on that. The open book report on the IRS, specifically some of the purchases the IRS has made. $2.3 million of on-duty ammunition, $1.2 million on ballistic shields, plus another $1.3 million on various other gear for criminal investigation agents, $474,000 on Smith & Wesson rifles, $467,000 on duty tactical lighting, $463,000 on Beretta 1301 tactical shotguns, $354,000 on tactical gear bags, $267,000 on ballistic helmets, $243,000 on body armament vests. This article further states, the agency also purchased 3,000 units of optic-compatible tactical holsters for weapons with optical sights and weapons lighting systems. The open book shows the agency has spent a total of $35.2 million on guns, ammo, and other gear since 2006. The August 10th, 22 Breitbart News reported that the IRS job listings for the Criminal Investigation Special Agents Division stressed that the applicant, quote, must carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force at all times in order to carry out their duties. April the 27th, 2023, the news noted IRS was hiring agents, armed agents, to fulfill all vacancies in all 50 states. Ladies and gentlemen, why does the IRS need that? Why is it that we were told that the IRS just needed more people because they were so overloaded, overworked? And now we're finding, ladies and gentlemen, that the IRS agents are going to carry armed. They'll be coming knocking on your door to force collect the $10 that you owe on your taxes, or to force collect that which they claim that you have not paid. Ladies and gentlemen, what is America to do? I believe, ladies and gentlemen, what we're finding fits the headline of one of the articles I'm reading. What'll it be, America? God's laws or lawlessness? There's no denying it. America is clearly on the verge of descending into a thoroughly lawless society. We can't say whether we will pass to the point of no return, if we'll fall into the abyss or finding our way back home. Only God knows for certain. We're on the brink of judgment from God. How could a nation like ours find itself in such a predicament? We turned our backs on God. It's that simple. We simply lost our way. It's that simple, this writer says. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding that in America today, the very governmental agencies that's supposed to be protecting us are spying on us, watching us, following us, persecuting and prosecuting Christians and conservatives. I'm looking at one headline that says, Inspector General cannot dispute the fact that 10,000 bureaucrats could spy on Americans. The Inspector General for the American Department of Justice cannot dispute the fact that there's 10,000 bureaucrats with the ability to spy on every American. What the IG Michael Horowitz was able to confirm to a congressional hearing was that the FBI has done 3.45 million warrantless backdoor searches of America's communications at an error rate for those 30%, meaning that there were more than a million error searches. The comments came before the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Appropriations Subcommittee on Crime and Federal Government Surveillance concerning how a law designed to protect Americans has now being used to weaponize against Americans, end quote. It's stated in this article, the FISA Section 702 enables intelligence agencies to carry out targeted surveillances of foreigners outside the U.S., but they have improperly used this to surveil Americans through using the back door in social media and big tech. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being spied on. We're being persecuted and prosecuted. We are being persecuted and prosecuted by the very agencies that are designed by our Constitution to protect us. Here's an article. FDA is now being sued for withholding information about children's use of hormone treatment. On Monday, the United States Food and Drug Administration was sued for allegedly withholding records detailing the off-label use of hormone treatment such as puberty blockers by underage children. The article further states, hormone treatments such as puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, often incorrectly referred to as gender-affirming care, have been widely condemned as child abuse, essentially turning every impressionable pre-pubescent children into living experiments. Children who may suffer from mental illness or transgenderism, formerly known as gender dysphoria, often attempt to seek such treatments in order to reinforce their own delusions. However, such treatments will lead to numerous harmful lifelong effects, including sterilization, weight gain, blood clots, high blood pressure, depression, and death, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being deceived, lied to. It is the thing that is taking place today from our governmental agencies. You'll hear those at the FDA, you'll hear those with the CDC saying that the gender-affirming care is harmless and it's needful. This is the reason you're finding the butchering of pre-adolescent and adolescent age kids today, where they're being sterilized for life, where they are being butchered, mutilated as a result of the lie, the deception, the betrayal from our own government. Here's an article. State's radical plan removes parents' notification for minors for abortion. We're being told, ladies and gentlemen, that that's necessary to protect that child. And ladies and gentlemen, as a result of that, those state after state laws being passed to do that very thing, it is a betrayal on the part of the government. And many parents today, ladies and gentlemen, do not realize this is happening. This article says lawmakers in Oregon House passed legislation Monday that sweeping expansions of the state's abortion law. House Bill 2002, titled the Reproductive Health Care Act Bill, eliminates parental consent for abortions committed on minors. Under the bill, a child of any age would be able to receive abortion, and her parents would only be notified if she gives written permission for them to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the deception that is the betrayal that counters anything else that could have taken place in our land, and it's on a continual basis. I'm looking at a headline. It says, meet Samuel Arms, A-R-M-E-S. Groomed by the CIA and the FBI, and the author of the original 1776 Returns, that's the title of an article, 1776 Returns, R-E-T-U-R-N-S, Fed Surrection document that he reportedly told a friend to send to the Proud Boys to set them up. It's a document that was written by Samuel Arms, instructed by the FBI and the CIA to write the document, send it to the Proud Boys so that it would be in their hands when they are investigated, and they've just been investigated and found guilty of the, quote, insurrection at the Capitol. And part of the evidence that was used in the prosecution was the document that was written by an FBI and CIA informant or an agent to do so. The J6 committee called the Arms after a previous witness, Erica Forlis, told the shameful anti-Trump committee that Arms told her to pass it on his 1776 Returns document for the Proud Boys. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a three-page article. It's frightening to understand that our federal government, the FBI, the CIA, all of the thugs with badges, as I call it, would undermine our liberties and our Constitution and our freedoms and purposely involve people in crimes that they did not commit, nor did they want to commit. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you ask them the question, how should we then live? What should we do as Christians? I find, ladies and gentlemen, that we are on the very brink of collapse of a society. We need to plan. That is, know the scripture. Understand what God is doing. We need to prepare. You remember in the study in the book of Genesis, Joseph stored up food and goods and wheat and grain for the 7 years of the lean years that were coming up. We must pray, seek God's face, ask God to forgive our sins and heal our land. That's the only hope we have. That is the three P's we need to plan, prepare, and pray, ladies and gentlemen, because time is upon us. We can no longer close our eyes and turn our backs on the reality of where we stand in America. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the air today. Looking forward to meeting you next time as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching.